This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
BJ and Jamie. Atlas 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
I love the fact that the owner actually said, "Why are you white people here?" Carson was just telling us a story. He went to a petting zoo. And what was it called? El Rancho
Guadalupe. And right. It's in Hudson, Colorado. It's way out by the airport.
And so it's a place where a lot of Hispanic families go and enjoy their day. And then this white kid shows up in a Mercedes. What's playing?
I don't know. I got to turn it off. Whatever it is.
What? Are you listening to a porn?
No.
that sounded like a porn, didn't it?
I got to go back and see what that is. Oh, no. It's footage of a, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's footage. Anyway, so Carson's wife gets this great idea for the whole group, right? 14 of you and little kids.
Yeah.
To go to this place they saw on TikTok, and it's called El Rancho Guadalupe.
Yep.
And a white guy and his white family show up in a Mercedes EV.
We get out of the car, and literally, you can't pet any of these animals. Like, they're all in cages. Like, you know, it's a farm. So right. They're all behind fences and everything like that. But you can't go pet the goats. We were petting the goats through the fence. Probably shouldn't have. And there was a horse that we went up to, and it was kind
of
mean.
There was no petting of the
horse. Yeah, you're not going to pet that horse. No. You could ride a horse. They had two horses that you could ride, the little kids. But even then, all the little kids, I mean, the oldest was Little Debbie, and she was three, and she wasn't going to get on a horse by herself.
Now, usually when you go to those places, when you look at the horse, it's really sway-backed. You
know, yeah,
where they've been riding this thing for years, you know?
But it's just funny because he said, and this is what I love. Like, I love that the owner had a sense of humor. He's like, you know you're white, right?
Like, we went to this farm. We literally the only white people at this place. And they were like having a siesta. I was like,
siesta is sleeping, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, fiesta.
Fiesta,
yeah.
Not siesta. That's how white he is.
No kidding. A siesta.
They're having
that is sticking out, pal. Hey, what'd you do? Walk in and do like this? Oh, a siesta.
But they were having...
No wonder the guy said, boy, he is white.
They were having like this fiesta at this bar. Like we stumbled in this bar, and we're like, well, all right, well, they got some food in there and stuff like that. Like, let's go. And we show up, and like, whoa, we are out of place. Like,
well, the Mercedes EV kind of gave it away.
Yeah. Pulling up on a muddy dirt road.
Yeah, literally.
In your SUV.
I mean, if you don't have a Chevy, you don't belong.
Oh, yeah, right.
I was like, After 50 minutes, I was like, let's just go home. But I will say, shout out to Martin, because he was the guy who was cooking all the food. And it was this whole, like, they just had a spread of everything. And he's like, we'll have, like, the carnitas tacos, right?
Right, yeah.
That sounds good. And that's what a
right
white person.
Right before our siesta.
Yeah.
You know what carnitas means?
Steak.
Yay!
Yeah. I do know that.
Good job. There's one.
Just check it, buddy. Just check it. But I bet the food was great.
Oh, it was delicious. Yeah. It was so good.
But I can't believe that they...
Carnitas is pork.
Carnitas is pork?
Yeah. I just Googled it just to double check.
What's steak? What
carne asada.
Very close.
So close. It had a C in it. Look, we're all white.
You and I didn't go there. We knew better, right?
Look, everybody's white. It's weird. Sorry about that. Anyway, I think it's funny, though. You see an ad, you know, and we've all done it. You see an ad on TikTok or whatever, and they promote it as a petting zoo, and they literally went there and couldn't pet anything.
Literally nothing. Like, no one was even by the animal saying, yeah, come on in. No. Yeah. Like, we were just roaming around this farm.
Everybody but you was in on it. They knew you couldn't pet anything.
Right, exactly.
They just went for the food and the siesta.
And if you want to know how it gets better, and he didn't mention this, but after they left there, they went to Applebee's.
Yeah.
It doesn't get any whiter than that.
It was something. It was an adventure for sure. I mean, the food, I'm so glad we went there just for lunch. It was great. But we were wandering around, and the looks that people are giving us.
Well, yeah, like, you did not belong.
Like, why are these people touching our animals?
You white people.
Get your hands off my goat.
God.
You didn't know, but that goat's on the menu.
Aww.
The eat goat.
Who's they?
Yes, yes. It's part of Mexican. Aww. Yeah.
It's part of Mexican?
It's part of the Mexican culture. I've had it before. It's actually pretty good.
It's part of Mexican. It's part of the, white guy.
It's part of the Mexican culture. Yes.
Man.
Yeah, you're petting what's going to be on the menu for next weekend.
Listen, Bree's not allowed to
pick out any
send
more.
Us to any more petting zoo farms. I should have looked it up. I shouldn't. She was like, no, it looks legit.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, like you put your foot down at the house. Yeah, she can't choose anymore.
That reminds me. This is so funny, you guys. So I'm in the studio, right? And Carson is telling us this story off the air. He's just freaking out, right? Because it's so funny. And then BJ goes, but was the food good? And Carson goes, it was legit. And I thought BJ was like, what the hell does that mean?
No, I know what legit means.
No, I know, but he didn't say yes or no. He just went with legit.
Yeah.
Who says legit when somebody asks you a question?
I don't know. Carson. I will tell you, would you have legit with Mexican food? I love it.
Yeah.
That is the best food ever.
And legit, when it's that good, it's legit. I get it.
Top of the line. Well, at least she had something to cap off the trip, you know, to the petting zoo.
Yeah. You know, we were in there like after five minutes. I was like, is this it? Like, what are we doing with our lives right now?
Yeah, but
we shouldn't be here.
At least you stumbled upon a gold mine of food, you know?
In your EV.
That's pretty cool.
Shout out to Mark.
BJ and Jamie.
But that's usually the way it works. You get one story here, you get one story there, and they're opposite most of the time.
I was just reading this whole thing, you guys, because they're wanting to get rid of pennies because it takes 3 cents to create a penny. But here's the problem with getting rid of pennies. Then everybody will round up to 5 cents, right? That's what they want you to do, is round up to 5 cents. But the problem with 5 cents is it costs 9 cents to make a nickel.
So what do we do?
It says it's going to keep going on like that. Like, if you keep going up per coin, it costs, I don't know. But they said that only 16% of people use cash. 16% of people use cash in 2023.
When you get out into rural areas, you see the cash. Here in the city, you never see cash.
It says people over 55 are most likely to use coins. And then places like Coinstar, I guess what they do is they give you an incentive to get a gift card instead of cash back, and they won't charge you. And it did also say you can turn in all your coins. Don't think of them as just trash. You can turn in all your coins to your bank, but call them first because some of them require you to roll them.
I'm always hesitant to pull out cash. Because I don't know if that establishment even takes cash anymore.
That's what I
you know what
always
I mean?
Ask them.
I reach in, I'll get a $20 bill, and I'll think to myself, wait a minute, they may not take cash because we're so used to it. You can't go to any sporting event and spend cash.
Well, it's funny because Bud's Bar in Sedalia only takes cash. Yeah. It only takes cash. But you have to go across the street to the gas station, and they charge you $2.50 to get cash.
To get money out.
So my hamburgers are really expensive.
Yeah.
And then Garo, my friend who owns it, he wants to change to, you know, credit cards and stuff. But none of the older patrons want him to do that.
You should put a cash machine in there.
He won't let me. I already asked him.
Oh, man. That's a moneymaker.
I already asked him.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm not dealing with that. I'm like, I'll deal with it. $2.50 every
exactly.
time.
Now, oh my God. I'm confused with the penny, okay? Because I read an article saying that these pennies are becoming collector's items.
No, they're worthless. People,
well, I'm just saying, you read a different story, okay? But I'm just saying that the story I read, that people are going to collect these things. Now, it's going to take years upon years for them to become a collector's, if they ever do at all, okay? But that people are hoarding the pennies now.
Well, the problem with any kind of coins, they say, is that people just throw them in, you know, a bucket or whatever. So they have to keep producing them. That's why there's millions, hundreds of millions of pennies out there, is because they keep having to produce them because people keep throwing them in a bucket at their house. And so they have to mass produce them.
They're not in circulation
anymore. Not anymore. Yeah. They're gone.
Well, not quite yet, but they're going to be.
They're going to be gone.
Yeah, and so it says most people at their home don't even realize they have $90 in change in their house. So that's why the Mint has to keep producing it. And it's like, they said, please think of this as a recyclable. So if you put them back into CoinStar or back to your bank, we don't have to keep producing them.
Now, do you have a coin jar at home?
I do.
You do? What kind of jar is it? Is it a big? A tub or is it small, or what?
It's one of those plastic water bottles.
That's what we have. Yeah. That's what we have. And it's almost full.
Yeah.
It's almost full. It's so full that I have to use a dolly to move it.
Right. And that's the problem, is we're part of the problem. That's why they keep having to produce more metal and more coins, is because we're all just like, just put it in there.
I like being a problem, especially for the government.
Well, it says the headlines, this is according to the Mint, they're like, okay, listen, we understand that y'all think you have money that's worth money. But the fact of the matter is, there's hundreds of millions of pennies. Yes, there is one out there that's worth $124 million. But remember, there's 200 million pennies you have to go through.
you got to find that penny. Yeah.
So get the one.
Every now and then you'll stumble across one when you get one back in change, like, you know, the old wheat head or whatever it's called.
The wheat pennies are.
The wheat pennies. Yeah. And every now and then you'll see one. Every now. But they're rare.
Yeah.
Very rare.
So they're begging everybody to please think of your change as recyclables and please put them back into the system.
So I go back for Tennessee, you know, for Memorial Day. My mom had passed away. My brother went through her stuff. He found envelopes of the three older boys and even Frog, too. But he found the envelopes that my mom had. And my mom had these little just regular envelope. And in each one, she had each coin. She had a penny, she had a nickel, she had a dime and a quarter. And in each envelope, it was the year. Those coins were in the year that the kids were born.
Are they minted?
Well, yeah.
No, I mean, are they in they've never been circulated?
No. Oh. They've been in circulation. Oh, okay. No, but she had them in an envelope. And just coins that she'd come across and saw the year and said, oh, there you go.
Oh, that's cute.
And putting that kind of like a puzzle she was putting together, you know? Mm-hmm. Had no idea this was going on. And he gives me these envelopes and I'm thinking, huh, what am I going to do with these? Because the kids aren't going to want them. It's like, really? They're only like, Jamie, it's only like 1993. It's not like it's 1904.
I don't know. Put it in your Bible or
it's
something.
Like, well,
it's
what
sweet.
Do you do with these? I still have them in my luggage. It's like, oh, what am I going to do with them? I'm going to buy me a Jimmy John's with them. That's what I'm going to do.
You're going to untape each
thing? Yeah, I don't know what to do with them. It's like, okay, Mom thought this was very important for some reason. But what am I going to do?
Well, here's the weird thing, too. It says that your bank will probably take your coins, but you need to roll them. Are you going to take a little off the top?
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
Instead of 20, I'm going to put 18 in this one. They'll never know, right? BJ and Jamie Morning Show, thunderstorms in the forecast today. Could be some hail, they're saying. Maybe some severe stuff.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
BJ and Jamie. Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show on the Odyssey app. Odyssey app. Get the app. Put it on your phone. It's absolutely free. You'll hear the podcast, anything you missed in the program. Jamie, I know you were off the grid for the weekend.
Yep.
Did you see where the crime statistics came out in Colorado? Has moved up to number 2 in America.
Yay!
Number 2! 10 years ago, we were number 34.
Yeah.
We're now number 2. Last year, we were number 3. We're inching our way up, folks. What the hell happened? Where did we go wrong?
Don't get me started. It starts
what
with
happened?
Tennis shoes.
What happened?
Tennis shoes. That's what happened.
Man, I'm online.
Yeah?
Somebody told me about a new store over the weekend when I was playing golf.
Uh-huh.
Because he was wearing a very snappy outfit. And no, it wasn't Carson, although he was wearing a snappy outfit.
Yeah.
But the guy was wearing a snappy outfit.
Wait, you noticed somebody else?
No, he told me about it.
Oh. I was like, you've never noticed anything about anyone.
He looked at me and said, how do you like my shirt? Oh, and then once he pointed it out, it was a snappy shirt.
Gotcha.
Okay, but I didn't notice it right off the bat, Jamie. You know me. I'm oblivious to stuff.
Yeah.
All right, so he tells me about this, and he tells me of a place called Sierra Trading Post.
Okay.
Never heard of it. Now, you've heard of it, but I've never even heard of this place.
There's one in Castle Rock.
There is?
Yeah, it's a standalone store.
I'm looking right now, and there's one actually near my house, too.
Yeah.
There's one over in my
neighborhood. I've always wondered about it, but it sounds like a nice older man was snappily dressed.
Yes, he was. He was.
Sounds like I'm not going there.
Well, they say it's a lot like a TJ Maxx.
It is?
According to what this guy told me, that a lot of pro shops around town and various different clothing outlets, that when certain things stay on the shelves too long, this is where they send them.
Ooh.
They send them to Sierra.
Okay.
That's according to what he said. I have no idea. Never been in one.
I've always seen that place when I go to Michelle's, because it's right along I-25, and I was always like, I wonder what that place is. So now I know. Thank you for that.
Yeah, I guess it's a lot like a TJ Maxx.
But for golf stuff?
Well, they have golf stuff. Okay. I don't know if they do that for some other trading posts.
Yeah. Got activewear for men and women. They've got
Carhartt.
Pet supplies.
They have a lot of Carhartt.
They have Carhartt?
They have all that. Yeah. Yep.
Carhartt?
Jamie, I went online and looked. Yes, they have tons of Carhartt. They have Timberland shoes and boots.
Yep.
They have name brand stuff that is a lot cheaper than other places.
Wow.
Sierra.
All right. Well, I'm going to look into that.
And if you're on Texanado at 303-22 Alice, maybe you can confirm this or not. I've never been in the store, never even heard of the store. And there's one like less than a mile from my house.
And for BJ to notice a snappy dresser, it must have been amazing.
I never noticed a snappy dresser. You make me sound like Todd Chrisley.
Ha,
Oh my God, that's such a cute shirt
it's
you got.
So snappy.
Yes,
it's snappy.
It's so
delicious.
Snappy. No. And he told me he got it in Sierra.
Well, wow.
I got to swing by that place.
Well, it does sound like a manly place.
It does.
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
Because
that's Carhartt, you know.
Yeah, you got sports equipment, all kinds of stuff
in
there.
Well, this is exciting, yeah. DJ. You got a new place to go. Woo.
Yeah, you too, Carson. That way you won't be overpaying for those duds you get.
I don't think he has any Carhartt in his wardrobe.
Who, Carhartt?
100% don't.
Yeah. You don't have any?
No.
I don't either, so.
Oh, my God. I am such the man in this relationship.
Like, I don't even have one of the beanies, you know, because, like, a lot
you
of the...
You guys!
It's been a thing to, like, have a beanie of Carhartt.
You
no,
guys
I don't,
have
a beanie.
Carhartt?
Yeah. No. Zero.
Let's check with Spadil. He's very manly. Hey, Spadil, you got some Carhartt?
No way, man. No.
Oh,
what do you mean, no way? You make yourself like an insult.
I'm not manly enough to wear Carhartt. Yeah.
Yeah, I'd be a poser if I wore.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. I would be.
I mean, all I do is
cut the lawn.
My brother's a mechanic. He's got loads of Carhartt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a woman and I have loads of it.
Yeah. Well, you're way ahead of us.
I am the most feminine show on the planet.
Are you sure you're a woman?
Let me check. Oh, look, I got a wiener.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.